Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon. The Soul of Business with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Soul of Business on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero for the Workday Afternoon. Joining me on the phone, Vivian Chua, Singapore Managing Director, HP Inc. Women leadership in the tech sector is still underrepresented. Do we need to fix it? We delve deeper. Vivian, welcome to the show.
Clarissa, thank you for having me on your show.
Absolutely, our pleasure. Now let's look at the numbers. Women make up 45% of our workforce in Asia, across technical and non-technical roles, of which 35% hold leadership positions. Is this 35% to be applauded, or is this something we need to tweak towards a more equitable split? Perhaps first we should talk about what is a more equitable split. Is there a target for the number of women, the percentage of women in leadership in tech?
So I think it's, first of all, I think it's a great sign that the percentage of women leadership is now growing in two aspects, right? Number one, tech companies are more willing to look at women into technical jobs. The other one is also actually women are more willing to join the technical industries. So it has to evolve with time with regards to supply and demand. Both sides have to click, right? I think the great trend is that in the industry, people are more open to explore technical role, particularly for women, to come into the technical aspect of certain industries. And it's something that is very wonderful. And I can share a few examples later on as well.
Okay, now I remember, because I'm not young, I remember when I was still in school, my classmates who were tech-leaning, engineering-leaning, were actively discouraged by their parents from pursuing interests and pursuing degrees in these areas. Are you seeing a shift in that attitude as well?
Definitely, right? Today, in fact, like for me, when I was growing up, I was fairly hands-on in technical stuff. I'm gadgetry. I like to try a lot of new gadgets and so on and so forth. My parents have not stopped me from venturing into something technical, and in fact, a lot of our school-going kids, some of them who excel well in math, science, are female students as well. Mm-hmm. So I strongly encourage, all students to really look at STEM as part of their curriculum, you know, when they are going through schools. In fact, this morning I just went to give a talk for a school, right, and really to encourage children that are going out of O-levels to look at career into the tech industry, because there are many, many type of roles that you can do in the tech industries.
And it is actually quite an exciting time for tech.
It is, it is, it is. Today, the PC is very essential now. It's not just a PC for a household. It's actually a PC for a household, you know, for everyone in the household.
Oh, let's be realistic. You can't live without tech these days.
That's right.
Okay, now HP believes that gender equity and diversity is key to any organization's success. Why? What is the thinking behind this?
Okay, so definitely what we call DEI, diversity, equity and inclusion, is very important for us. And it started at the very beginning of our founders, Bill Hewlett and Dave Packard, right? They have embraced diversity as part of the HP way. And this HP way, if you have gone through the industry, you have known HP way is a culture that everybody applauds for. What we believe is that it actually drives innovation. Innovation spring from people coming together, bringing their different perspectives to work, their different experience, their different knowledge, and collaborating, and that drives innovation. And we also found out that with teams that are very diverse in nature, right, there's a lot of opportunity for them to create transformative solutions that is able to give our customer the customer better solution, customer better experience as well. So diversity is definitely fundamental to our HP culture, and it's very intentional for us to drive that in a lot of the activities that we do.
Okay, so I go back to my earlier question. Is there a different split that we want to see, with 35% leadership positions held by women. Do we want that? Do we have a number target, or is it just more a question of more women at the table who deserve to be there?
I would think that it cuts both ways, right? Number one, having a number is meaningless if there is no one going to take it up,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just a women representation. It's diversity and inclusion will also mean getting the best people on the job. And it could be maybe somebody young that is with creative ideas. It could also mean somebody that is with a certain background that, you know, that brings to the table a different flavor.
Sure.
So besides women, I think diversity and inclusion is a much broader topic in that sense. So I think the good view, the good sense that I have is I think women these days are more confident in taking up roles that is at the board table, if that's what, if, you know, if that's what the industry is indicating.
Right. Okay. Now, you yourself are a highly respected leader in the tech industry. I took a quick look at your record, and two things emerge. One, you are very, very driven with many achievements. And if I listed your achievements, this interview would be over because we'd run out of time. But interestingly, because it's that many. But interestingly, it also looks like the company played an integral role in providing you with the opportunity and the support to arrive at some of those career achievements. So is that going back to that gender equity and diversity thinking in the company?
That's right. So being in the company for 21 years, right, as part of their 50-year journey here in Singapore, I'm very blessed to be in the company. And the company has given me a lot of support in terms of opportunities. There was never a time where I work in HP whereby when a job comes open, they tell me that I'm not suitable because I'm a girl.
Right.
Right. And I was given the opportunity to move within the company to multiple roles, from business development to channel marketing to product marketing, to run a business, and so on and so forth. And the opportunity to even venture outside of Singapore to do a regional role. Right, so that gives me a lot of opportunity to learn new skills, and throughout my 22 years with HP, right, there are multiple programs that, you know, help in driving that success, that career development, that you know, that growth mindset, that you always want to learn something new within the company, and that has helped me a lot in my career.
So you're saying because of the company's culture and the support with the whole question of gender parity, you were able to thrive, succeed, and rise.
That's right.
So we need to actually be looking at companies and convincing companies in different sectors to change their thinking if their thinking isn't more focused on diversity and inclusion.
That is correct. Is correct.
Okay. We're speaking with Vivian Chua, Singapore Managing Director, HP Inc. Tell us about what is being done. Talk to us about some of the initiatives that you brought up already that HP has introduced.
Okay. So in particularly for women, in the intentional people strategy of driving more diversity amongst women leadership, we actually have quite a few programs, right? First one is clearly the Women's Impact Network. This is what we called an employee for employee program, right? We bring together a like-minded community of people, can be women or can be men, but they provide a strong support community for women and helped to provide growth through development and educational events. For example, things like pairing young female employees with experienced mentor, having fireside chats with inspiring female leaders, not just within the company, but from other industries as well. We also bring in leaders to talk about career in STEM, for example, career in tech, to share with young girls and things. So these are programs that we continue to drive to provide a strong support for our women in the company. Secondly, also to prepare our female leadership to be ready for C-suite leadership roles. We also have what we call Women in Leadership Lab, which is a seven-month leadership program that aims at giving exposure to P&L, managing business units, other than the functional role that typically a women leader will be in. For example, if you are in marketing, right? By being part of the Women in Leadership Lab, you get an exposure to how to manage a P&L, how to run a business. So it gives them skill set that expose them to skill sets that prepare them for the C-level leadership roles. Then thirdly, we also have a program called Catalyst, where we provide women sponsorship to help these ladies advance in their career, right, by sponsoring them in certain aspects that they want to participate in. And we also see good results from there, like 37% of these participants has been promoted or have gone into a new role. So these are a few examples that we can quote that HP is actually doing today.
Now, you brought up C-level management roles. Regardless of gender, preparing for that is very challenging. But are there unique challenges that women face before they enter into that C-level role?
Definitely, definitely. I think that there isn't really like a policy of how to retain a female, right? For example, a working mother with a child that has a special need would require a certain type of support from the organization versus somebody that is with elderly parents and things like that. So what we do here is clearly to make sure that we encourage all managers to learn to accommodate all working women's needs. It doesn't mean that because I have a child and I work less hours, that's not the point. I personally have worked with my manager to allow me to have flexibility to manage my family stuff, but mm-hmm. I clocked in hours when my kids go to sleep, for example.
Right.
Right. And it's really about that, being able to give the women the flexibility to work around the balance between family and work, and allowing us to customize solutions to help better work with them and for them to be more effective at work.
All right. Let's talk about the pipeline for women in tech. Is it a healthy pipeline right now?
Okay, I would say that, in terms of the pipeline, I think we need to continue to educate and advocate that anything is possible in this world, right? There is no stopping you for taking up any career aspect in the tech industry. No one is stopping you. In fact, today, I can see that a lot of the industry companies are, like HP, driving diversity and inclusion. So it's clearly a question of being supportive of our future generation to be ready for career in the tech industry, encouraging them to look at tech industry as a career option.
All right. Now, I actually think that it's a fascinating industry. I think with all the drive for innovation and technology and digitalization, it's the place to be. If I was 16 years old today, I'd be looking at tech.
Yeah, that's right. And in fact, for us as a company, we actually do quite a lot of activities with the higher education institutions in Singapore. We do hackathons, we do internships to get them exposed if they are curious about the tech industry.
Okay, how do you keep them in tech, though, once you get them there?
So for example, we have a program called HP Spark, where we got fresh graduates in to HP. And it's a 15-month program where we actually rotate them around different roles so that they get a balance of, hey, you know, what's the industry about? And during their course of staying with us, we actually give them mentors to chat with and check on them to understand if they're learning, do they find it interesting to grow, is there anything that that we can also learn from them, when they bring in a new fresh perspective of, hey, why is the company like that, we can also learn from the younger generation as well. So these are one of those programs that we are embarking on as well.
All right, now before we let you go, how important do you think it is that empathy and compassion be encouraged and nurtured in the development of leadership?
It is very important. I think we can't emphasize enough on soft skills. You know, like I was telling the group of students today, your teacher can teach you math, science. They can't teach you soft skills. Your personality, your personal brand about being empathetic, compassion, data-driven, objective, these are all soft skills that stay with you as a leader and is clearly a part of your leadership, your thought leadership, your leadership style that will carry a long way. So I believe it is really important. I can't emphasize how important it is, but it is really, really important in terms of leadership. And that's where you continue the company culture, you continue your own culture and your team's culture as well.
And it is very team building when you come together to do something in the name of good.
That's right.
This has been a fabulous conversation. I wish we had more time to cover more ground, but thank you so much for sharing your time and your insights. We've been speaking
with... Thank you,
Clarissa. It's my pleasure. We've been speaking with Vivian Chua, Singapore Managing Director, HP Inc., and not too late for me to wish you a happy International Women's Day, right? Still within the week.
That's right. Happy Women's Day to you too, Clarissa.
I'm Clarissa Montero for the Workday Afternoon. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.